Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Kaiser Permanente workers in several states in Washington, D.C. have walked off the job, demanding better pay and staffing levels. CBS's Jo Ling Kent in Los Angeles.
One worker who's been here for 23 years said that she feels like she's herding cattle in and pushing them out when it comes to patients, and she wants to be able to provide more care per person, and that includes increasing not only wages, but also increasing the type of time and working conditions that they have here.
In the actor strike, SAG-AFTRA and the AMPTP have finished a full day of bargaining and say the negotiations will continue on Friday. New student debt relief is announced by the White House. President Biden says it provides $9 billion in relief for an additional 125,000 borrowers. It's one of a series of programs administered through the Department of Education.
This kind of relief is life-changing for individuals and their families, but it's good for our economy as a whole as well. By freeing millions of Americans from the crushing burden of student debt, it means they can go and get their lives in order.
After House lawmakers kick Kevin McCarthy out of the speaker position, they can't do any business on the floor until a new speaker is elected. Two congressmen, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, say they're running for the spot. CBS's Skylar Henry reports.
Some Republican voters expressed their frustrations.
It makes me almost ashamed to be a Republican. We had a chance to govern, and we decided, oh, we don't want to do that. We'd rather have chaos and disruption.
And paralysis, until Republicans in the House can find a speaker that most can support. Skylar Henry, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It may have jolted you out of your seat if you got today's alert on your phone or radio today. CBS's Matt Piper on the reason the government does
it. Emergency alert messages that made up the test were divided into two groups, the emergency alert system for radios and TVs and the wireless emergency alerts for cell phones, although both happened at once. Since 2015, FEMA has required under federal law to test the system at least once every 3 years.
It's getting easier for women in the San Francisco Bay Area to get mammograms. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
Inside the mobile mammography vehicle, women like Fazia Seagar's mother can get breast cancer screenings for free.
Actually, it's really important, so I'm glad we're here and we're having it done.
This has been a real godsend for us.
Nurse practitioner Mary Rudolph says most of their clients don't have health insurance.
In a first for the Biden administration, it's waiving 26 federal laws to allow border wall construction in South Texas. The waived laws will allow the construction of up to 20 miles of border barriers. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and your colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Listen to the 48 Hours podcast for shocking murder cases and compelling real-life dramas from one of television's most watched true crime shows. Go behind the scenes of each episode with award-winning CBS News correspondents and producers in Postmortem, a weekly deep dive. Listen to 48 Hours wherever you get your podcasts.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, no, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the... He was in the, like really...
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 49 overnight under mainly clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 67, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 49 overnight under mainly clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 67, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
their ancestral knowledge, the wisdom of our elders. They're really taking a lot of intentional approach to that. I think that's going to really help our community heal from some of these historical losses. One of the things that I think was most fundamentally and just made a big, huge impact on me, I was talking about historical trauma one day, and we were on a workshop, myself and my nephew Ruben was on it as well. And he made this comment, you know, and we talk a lot about the Dakota War, we talk about all these things that have happened that impacted us traumatically in our history. He said, and I want to just remind everybody, like, yes, we have trauma in our DNA that we pass down, but we also have strength and resilience. He goes, and one of the things that was thought that was really profound about his comment, he said, you know, the U.S. Dakota War and all the things that happened to us as a result of that is such a small amount of time that we've been on this planet. Mm. Like, we have, as Dakota people, we've been here for 10, 12, 14,000 years. So 100 years of that time is very, very small. Right. So let's not try to forget that. Let's try to remember, you know, the strength and the beauty and the resilience we carry with our ancestors as well. And we carry that into the generations today and not forward for the next seven. And we can pull ourselves out of these things.
Yeah, really good point, too. And I want to remind too, and I talked a little bit about to the students, too, is that everyone's been colonized. You know, at one time, you know, Irish people believed in earth and sky, just like natives, but we're like the last holdouts in the resilient part, too. But everyone has to remember that they came from a lot of the same teachings that Native Americans have, but have lost it through colonization and war or whatever.
Yeah. Well, indigenous people all over the planet have, you know, been colonized, a lot of them. A lot of them have, many of the people who say it, like, I'm a white person or I'm white people or I'm American, right? Mm-hmm. The process and the intent of colonization is to strip you of your history and your knowledge about who you were and who you came from and where you came from and that relationship to, like, place, land, your community, your people, your nationhood, your history, your ancestors. It's intended to make you think, like, forget about all that. What's important is this thing, this shiny new thing I'm putting in front of you right now.
Well,
right?
Really good point. And I've read that, I don't even know if it was the 1910s or even later in the 40s, that there was not a white group of people. They were Italians, Irish, and then all of a sudden they globbed them into one race, as you're kind of saying, and then it's us against them, as opposed to like-minded thinking people of different communities. So it's been intentional.
Yeah, there's a there's a really great book by, I think her name is Nell Painter, called The History of White People. Mm-hmm. It's a great book to read to understand the historical context, the intention. Race is a social construct. It isn't even based in genetics or anything. And so it was based in eugenics, and it was based in the intentional idea that there's a supreme race and there's less supreme races. And then so that's a lot of what got embedded in the doctrines of discovery and the manifest destiny and those things. The idea that, like, you know, there's a supreme race, an Aryan race that deserves supremacy and kind of controls the earth and all of its bounty, right? So,
right. Well, we got 1 minute left here. Dr. Stately, really appreciate you driving all the way out here. And we have a show coming up here that will be played this weekend, and you're a big part of it, and we're excited to have you here tonight to record that. And to everyone out there, if you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance from Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand.
As goes with.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together. bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.